Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom Key. Our politics got a good one again this week. We're going to start out, we got four segments. We're going to start out for 9.5 minutes, and we're going to kind of give you an overview as to what's going on in terms of the economic situation in the United States. The hot button today is obviously inflation. The numbers are very, very high. Highest it's been, if I'm not mistaken, since 1981. That's funny. I thought it was the highest it's been since back about 75, but I guess I was wrong about that. Inflation is rearing its ugly head all over all over the world, all over America certainly, but all over the world. 17% in Russia, 17-18% in Brazil, which is kind of to be expected. But you would really think that the inflation in the United States is caused primarily by fuel prices. And my question is, we were self-sufficient under Trump. What's going on today? How come we're no longer self-sufficient? I would have to say that the powers that be in Congress and also in the executive office have made some mistakes in those lines. They're mistakes that I personally would never have made. Jimmy, what's your opinion?
There's no question that they've made mistakes. And the specific things they have done is they've campaigned on a promise of a green energy future.
Yeah.
They campaigned against fossil fuels. They actively attacked investment in gas and oil in the United States. They increased regulatory environment. They cut the Keystone Pipeline, which would have brought a large amount of gas from Canada down to the United States.
Right.
And they've really made it difficult for permitting for new exploration, new fields, because they're pushing an agenda. That's driving energy prices up. And of course, who wants to invest in something that they're going to get hammered for or lose money in? No one's going to do that.
Right.
And if they can sell to overseas markets, they're going to make money. And of course, the administration is now like facing the reality of the policies, the regulations, the agenda that they campaigned on.
You know, Jimmy, I got to tell you, we're looking for solutions. The only solution I can see here is we got to get Congress and the executive office to understand that, you know, if they're using the technique in the energy sector to try to get America more green, it's not going to work, man. It's going to take forever and ever for that to ever work. And in the meantime, Mr. and Mrs. America are suffering badly. I mean, I have had to cut down. You know how isolated I am, because you were for years. I have had to cut down my driving into Bellingham. I've had to cut down my driving into virtually every place I go. I had a real, real shock last night. I filled up my grandson's tank with gas regular, and I filled up my tank with gas, and I was up to about $180. Two cars.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I filled up my truck yesterday and a couple of 5-gallon tanks, and it cost me $150. Like, you got to be kidding me.
So we got the same prices in South Carolina as we do up here.
Actually, not as bad. I have a bigger tank, obviously, because we're at about $4.40, $4.50 a gallon, probably about $4.60 to $4.70 statewide on the average. So a little bit under what's happening out on the West Coast, a lot under what's happening in California,
yeah,
where we're, you know, approaching in some cases $9, $8, $9 a gallon.
Yeah.
And you know, so these inflation numbers is, I think, you know, going back to your opening, you know, we're up 1% over the month. That's about 0.3 of a point, 0.4 of a point over the expectations, and 8.6 year over year. That's 0.3 of a percent year over year. When a lot of the pundits of the leftist, CNBC, you know, Cramer, some of these guys have been saying, oh, you know, this is the bull market's over, and, you know, we've got a handle on it. And of course, Janet Yellen this week has come out and said, the Secretary of the Treasury, that, oh, maybe I made a mistake, and, you know, I shouldn't have said it was transient. And of course, the Fed and their, you know, absolutely catastrophic sets of policies are now like scrambling to figure out how they're going to manage this, you know, not only crisis of confidence in the Fed and their ability to manage inflation, but then how they actually can, they have these institutions and how are they going to stop this without crushing the average consumer in America? And that's what we're facing right now. People are being crushed by these numbers. You had a 3.5%, 3.6% loss in income since last year. You've got over 100% increase in energy prices. And we have not seen the end of this because the prices of energy, transportation, distribution, manufacturing that are all related to energy have not even hit the, you know, we haven't even seen those yet.
No.
So this is a very, very damaging future, economic future for the United States, driven by these policies, regulations that the Biden regime has put in place.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I talked to my progressive friends, and, you know, and their comment is, so what? Home prices are coming down. It's not doing anybody any good. This false economy was caused almost 100% by incredible, unrealistic appreciation in real estate, Jim. And now we're headed in the same direction, only it's going downward, so to speak. I can foresee a lot of trouble based on my economic background. I can see a lot of trouble if all of a sudden people can't take hundreds of thousands of dollars out of their homes to continue their way of life, for lack of better terms. You got any comments?
Yeah, I think a lot of the problems that we're facing right now are not, they're actually the media, the pundits that have actually made kind of these bad calls saying that, oh, this is all, you know, trying to support the administration. They're not accepting the reality. You know, mortgage applications were down 50% last month.
Yeah.
The interest rates are really causing a problem. Now, there's still a bit of a housing shortage, but when people can't afford a house, that's going to be a problem. And regardless of what some of these pundits are saying, well, that's going to mean increased inventories and lower prices, the problem is much deeper than that. It has to do with a combination of the regulatory environment. It has to do with a combination with this flooding of money into the system through the actual just printing up money and overspending by the federal government, the fiscal policy, which is just absolutely disastrous, and things that we don't control, which is the global market, the global networks that are being manipulated and influenced by multiple reasons, by the Chinese, by big global corporations that actually are reducing manufacturing and supply because they're making a ton of money. And of course, you know, the energy industry themselves, they're doing they're making a lot of money. They know it's not going to last forever.
Right.
But at the same time, this whole thing has been thrown out of balance and out of whack, and it's directly related to policy. It's directly related to the U.S. government actions. And unfortunately, they are unwilling to even admit that there's a problem, with a minor notation that inflation is a problem, going to do something about it. But when Joe Biden in public states, and as well as his communications director, this nut job that he's got in the White House press room, saying that, oh, this is the best economy since World War II, they are absolutely flat out lying to a very small group of people that still believe in them. And I don't know what the heck they think they're going to do to get away with this. This is ridiculous. People will not stand for it.
Jim, I happen to agree 100%. I want to talk about that again after the brief commercial break that we're going to be taking. You know, it's interesting, but we had a very, very strong economy when Trump was in the executive office, and it really almost couldn't have gotten any better, and now you can't say that anymore. It looks like the direction is very definitely because of our energy policy, and to an extent also because of our agricultural policy, the supply chain issues that came from COVID. It looks like things are getting worse and worse. Stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back.